Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, everybody, this is Ted Bell of Ted's Beverly Hills Steakhouse in Beverly Hills, California. Say, listen, I want to tell you that you're listening to the Phil Hendry Show and that all of Phil's guests are done by Phil himself. In other words, he doesn't have to have guests come in. He doesn't have to hire anybody to come. He doesn't have writers. He doesn't have any actors coming to help him do the show. Phil does the whole show himself, and he's doing the voice of you right now, Ted Bell of Ted Beverly Hills. Ted to Beverly Hills, a great steak. Come on in. You can't wait to get my meat in your mouth.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Turning 40 isn't enough to make Dennis Rodman retire his bad boy image. Did you hear about this? Police shut down a birthday bash at the former basketball star's house over the weekend for what police said was an illegal helicopter landing and a live concert by two rock bands. The party started around 2:30 in the afternoon Saturday when Rodman made a dramatic entrance in a helicopter that circled his house several times before landing on the beach. About 300 people came to celebrate Rodman's 40th birthday, with most of the guests spilling onto the public beach outside of his home. By late afternoon, about 30 officers, some in riot gear, had gathered nearby as Rodman's lawyers negotiated with the district attorney's office and Rodman argued with police. Negotiated with the DA. That must be nice to have that kind of bread, you know? McDermott said Rodman eventually agreed to move the celebration to his nearby restaurant. No arrests were made. A rock concert on his patio prompted 50 complaints from irate neighbors. It was the latest in a series of confrontations with neighbors and police since Rodman moved into his beachfront home several years ago. Well, this is he's a fascinating guy, Dennis Rodman. And the reason why I know that he's fascinating is not so much that he's just fascinating to me, but we had a 23-year-old Hungarian nanny working for us about 3 years ago. She had just hit the United States, probably wasn't here 6 months. And the first book she picked up to read was Rodman's book. She's from Hungary. She's from Hunger. She's from Budapest. What does she know from America and the guy she wants to know about? Dennis Rodman, which I thought was very interesting. Robert Greene is with us, sports agent. What do you think of that story, Bob?
Oh, it doesn't surprise me at all, Phil. I think Dennis Rodman continues to be one of the most fascinating people in sports. He continues to be one of the most targeted people in sports. I think that Dennis was a person who brought to the fore the general, I think, abuse that athletes are suffering.
Targeted?
Oh, absolutely. I think he's targeted. I think that there was no reason in the world to disrupt that party. Dennis had a party for friends. I would imagine that most of them were African American, and by that I say I imagine. I don't know, but I'm sure that there were a majority of African American people there. Since Dennis is black himself, I don't think it's any secret that the African American loves to dance, and to dance with 300 people, you need room. So right there gives me a reason as to why those people were on the beach.
They were spreading out needing room to dance.
Spreading out needing some room to dance. This so-called illegal helicopter landing, let's talk about that. These people in Newport Beach, they're landing helicopters all of the time, but Dennis Rodman wants to land a helicopter, and suddenly it's a big thing. The only mistake that Dennis Rodman didn't make was greasing the police down there so that he could have a helicopter land, as opposed to having to pay whatever fine he's got to pay or whatever his attorneys had to do. But generally, you could pay a cop off.
You're not making a charge that the Newport Beach Police Department gets its hands greased.
I'm not saying that they do. I'm not saying that they don't. I'm just saying that it could be the only mistake he made was not greasing some palms down there in Newport Beach, because I can tell you right now, he's not the only wealthy man down there with a helicopter. As far as the two rock bands...
Okay, yeah, tell me about that, the noise complaint, because that's the one that I guess everybody can... He had two rock and roll bands jamming on his patio.
All right, the complaint was too much noise.
That's correct.
I think that it is absolutely hypocritical for people to complain about noise when they live at the ocean, because if you've ever lived at the ocean, Phil and I have been fortunate enough... I say fortunate enough, I at one time in my life had enough money to live in Malibu, and it was the loudest, most nerve-wracking thing that you'd ever gone through, because constantly, 24 hours a day, all you hear are waves hitting the rocks, waves hitting the sand, crashing, noise. And my wife enjoyed it, but I would look at her and say, I got to get out of here, and I would leave for the weekend to go to the desert. I couldn't stand...
You didn't like the sound of... Most people think, I guess, the sound of crashing waves is a... a relaxing thing.
No, I think that that's what they imagine. But if you've lived at the beach like I have, it is the noisiest, loudest, most ear-shattering, most disruptive violation of your life, living at the beach. And I swear up and down I'd never go there again. Noisy doesn't even begin to describe it. So here are these hypocrites down there saying the party was too loud, when these hypocrites live next to the ocean that never shuts up. Constant noise coming from an ocean. I believe, Phil, that Dennis Rodman should be allowed a little extra leeway because his living has been taken away from him. He's been chased out of every city in America because of the very colorful and expressive nature. He comes to the one city in this country where you think a guy could pop a beer and get his groove on, and that's Los Angeles, and he's harassed here.
Well, how do you figure that he's being... You say that you believe that Rodman should be allowed a little extra leeway. How do you figure that?
Well, Phil, because he's flamboyant and he's expressive, and people made fun of him. They heckled him in the games. They took him off of his game. They made him... He missed easy layups because of, and rebounds. They were jealous of Dennis's love for Carmen. So the public and the police in particular, I think, owe him the opportunity to blow off some steam and get his groove on. And you know something, Phil? Other guys get away with murder, and nobody says a thing.
All right, I want to ask you about who gets away with murder and no one says a thing. We're talking about Dennis Rodman had a big party at the beach. The cops busted it up, and you say the cops are harassing him, basically.
I think they're harassing him because he's very flamboyant, yeah. And I think they're harassing him. I mean, it doesn't add up. How can you complain about noise when you're living next to an ocean that is constantly making noise? And the helicopter thing, rich people land in helicopters. Jeez, I heard that one. I like to fall out of my chair when I read that.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. What guys do you think have been given a pass? Dennis Rodman gets harassed by police, gets harassed by his neighbors. Who are the guys that you say get away with murder?
Well, I think you can look at the guy. Who is the guy that threw the ball between his legs? Pistol Pete Maravich is one. Okay, now...
Pistol Pete Maravich got away with murder?
This is the guy who's out there throwing a ball all over the place, looking like he's in the Harlem Globetrotters, and he's white.
What parties did the guy have?
Well, see, that's the thing about him. He was out there with all this nonsense, nobody was reporting him to the cops. Okay?
Well, what did he do?
Well, that's just it. It's all mysterious. Nobody knows. Nobody says a thing about it. So Pete Maravich... How about a little bit closer to home, Bill Walton? This guy is a walking billboard for oddball. Bill Walton with all of his baloney. You got to turn the sound down on the TV when that guy comes on. He was a real freak. I didn't hear anybody ever shutting down one of his parties. You see, Phil, I think the time has come for all of our athletes to stand up to the unfair criticism. And
well, I'd like to know what about criticisms of their play?
Well, I mean, saying this guy didn't score enough points, that guy missed too many shots, so-and-so's defense sucks, do they have to write about it? The psychic toll it takes on our athletes, you know, I'm talking about a 30-day moratorium where maybe we can give a break to these athletes and not talk about so much how bad they are.
Wait a second, part of the fun, what about if you got a 30-day moratorium on commenting on athletes' performance, somebody's going to lose, somebody's going to win. Okay?
That's correct.
All right. Well, the guy that loses, what are you going to say? You got to see something negative.
Give the score. Can't you just say, they lost? No comment. But no, they got to talk about how this guy blows and that guy sucks and this guy's defense. This kind of thing takes a toll on a ball player. Okay? And it took its toll on Dennis Rodman, and I think this is why Dennis needs to blow off the steam that he blows off. And I think if people would leave this guy alone and let him just be who he is, I think you'd see a Dennis Rodman, and start bugging these other guys, Bill Walton, I don't know.
Yeah, well, who else? Pistol Pete is dead, so who else?
This Walton guy I think's a good guy to start with, and the rest of them. You know who I'm talking about. Bob Costas.
What's colorful about him? He doesn't like... Bob Costas is the least colorful guy that I can think of. He is...
But this is the whole thing. Bob Costas has been in the public eye for I don't know how long, and has never drawn any flack, never drawn any controversy. Are you trying to tell me that his nose is clean?
Bob Costas.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are you telling me that it isn't?
Nobody will say anything. That's what I mean. Bob Costas. You name it. I mean, Bryant Gumbel, Katie Couric. Where does she got under her dress? But nobody will say anything because they want to protect her because she looks so cute because her husband croaked. I'm sorry about that.
I don't think that Katie Couric has done anything wrong or anything that merits any press attention having to do with what Dennis Rodman gets involved in. And what do you mean, because her husband croaked, they won't say anything bad? You know,
I'm just saying that we'd hear a little bit more about these people if we'd focus less on the Dennis Rodmans and a little bit more on the other oddballs.
All right, Robert Greene is a sports agent. Dennis Rodman had a party broken up over the weekend, and Mr. Greene at least feels that Dennis Rodman is unfairly victimized and unfairly targeted. Possibly he's being profiled because of his race for having a party. The cops shut it down. Although there were 300 people out on the beach, and Greene says, well, what are you going to do? There's a lot of people like to dance. There was a helicopter landed. Well, every rich guy has a helicopter. And the fact that that it was noisy, he says, well, the ocean's noisy. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I really didn't want to have to go here, Phil, but I think it's time that something is said that is a little uncomfortable but needs to be said.
With regard to Dennis Rodman.
That is correct.
What?
I think that he's been racially profiled by the police. And I say that knowing that you are effectively on tape delay in the Newport Beach area so that they won't hear this until later on. So I can say whatever I want about them, and there's nothing they can do about it. So I'm going to say this right now. I think the Newport Beach police...
Well, I think that's a little underhanded of you.
Well, I'm going to say it anyway. I think the Newport Beach police racially profiled Dennis Rodman. They don't want any blacks having parties down there. Let me ask you something. Hugh Hefner has a party like this. Does anybody bust that?
Look, I don't know if...
Do you think Hugh Hefner has ever had riot police at one of his parties? And he's got women with no clothes on. Hello? No. No, you know, Cal Ripken Jr., you never hear anything about him.
Yet Cal Ripken Jr. is it...
All these guys I mentioned are white. Bill Walton, Bob Costas, Cal Ripken Jr. Never hear a thing about them. But Dennis Rodman wants to have a couple of beers, get his groove on, and we got cops all over him.
All right, so Dennis Rodman is being racially profiled...
As an oddball black guy. Let's start to harass him.
1-800-449-8686... I don't know whether he's being harassed because he's an oddball, whether he's being harassed because he's black, or whether he's just a complete and utter clod who draws this trouble to him.
Look, he's an expressive guy. He's a guy that... He's different. What's wrong with that? What, suddenly it's against the law to be different now in America? Well, I guess it is.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Kelly. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, Kelly.
Hi, how
yes,
are
ma'am.
You?
Good.
I'm calling in response to this gentleman's comment about Phil Rodman being racially profiled.
Phil Rodman?
I'm sorry.
Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get my son out of the car. My 11-year-old son made the comment that, you know, Dennis Rodman was fired because he didn't show up for practices, consecutive practices. And one of the practices, he said he forgot his shoes.
That's what they said. You don't want
to write negative comments about that?
I think that the psychic toll that negative press puts on our athletes is so, it's just so overbearing right now, Kelly, that I think we need to just take a step back, let these guys take a breather.
Take a breather? How many millions of dollars does Dennis Rodman make?
Right now, Dennis is out of basketball. He just turned 40. So
yeah, but the point that Kelly's made, he's made a lot of...
He can afford to throw a big party.
He's
which...
made a lot of money in his career.
All right,
exactly.
He's made a lot of money, deservedly so.
And I think it's racial... I just think it's being very prejudiced to say that the majority of the people at his party were black. Now, how do you know that, and what difference does it make?
Because he's black.
The point is...
Because he's black.
Well,
look, if you give a party, the majority of the people at your party are white, correct?
Oh, well.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
That's fine, it's all
that's
right.
Fair.
All
that's
right.
Fair.
And why is that? Because that's who you invite.
But
Dennis
I'll tell
Rodman,
you one thing, if I had my party spilling out in Toulon and two bands on my porch, my neighbors would call the cops, ocean
yeah,
or no ocean.
And this is the hypocrisy of it, because they're sitting next to the ocean, which is just noisy as living hell. I don't know if you've ever heard
my
the ocean.
God.
It is, the waves crash.
I've lived at the beach before.
You know,
I hear the waves. It's a lot different than a rock band.
Well, wait a minute. Do you think the ocean is as noisy as a rock band?
I do. I can't stand it. I'd rather hear music. I'd much rather hear a beautiful rock band than loud, nauseating waves hitting rocks. But, you know, I don't want to argue that point with you, Kelly. What I want to say is, and I think it's very tragic, and I know you have a young son who's a basketball fan, and I think that's great. I'm a sports agent. I know athletes. I think it's unfortunate that Dennis Rodman is racially profiled when he gets, dismissed from the team like that. I think it's because he was black.
Wait a minute. Kelly just said that Dennis Rodman missed practices.
Well, that's what they
say.
Well,
why would they say that if it wasn't true?
And
my 11-year-old sitting here responding to your comments.
Why would they say what it isn't true? You can't believe everything you read, as the old saying goes, and certainly we're not children. We don't believe everything people tell us. I think he was kicked off the team because he's black.
Wait.
I do. I think he was kicked off of every team that he's been on because he's an African-American. And I think it's wrong.
No, maybe if he behaved like a professional athlete.
Well, I don't think it's right to be thrown off a team because you're black. The other thing about the ocean, by the way, is not only the waves, but foghorns, cruise ships. Jesus.
Well, people pay for that. They don't pay to hear rock bands at, you know, God only knows what hours of the day or night.
All right, listen, Kelly, thank you.
Hey,
1-800-449-8686.
You've got a lot of noise at the ocean, Phil. You've never lived there, so you don't know.
No, I don't, but I've sat on the beach. Does that count?
You sat on the beach. Okay. Ding, ding for you. You sat on the beach.
Okay, I sat on the beach. It didn't appear to be that noisy.
If you live at the ocean and you are there 24 hours a day and you've got to get up in the middle of the night and you've got to take a handful of aspirin because dolphins and whales are going by, this part of the season...
Dolphins and whales.
This is the whaling. Isn't it the whale season?
No, that was the winter time.
All right, December to March is when the whales go south, right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I had a home up here at Channel Islands, and during the whale season, I'd have to drop like 3 Excedrin because I couldn't get any sleep. These things wouldn't shut up going down the ocean.
Well, what are they doing, man? Are they going down the beach honking horns and...
Well, in a way, whales and dolphins have that... I suppose in their own way they do that. Yeah, it's like they've got those party noisemakers going down to Mexico.
Uh-huh.
They do.
Is that right?
Yeah. Look, at dolphins, they love to talk to each other. You probably saw Flipper, and they're constantly...
Okay, can we get serious?
I thought I was being...
Can we get serious? Here is Tim on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Say, I wanted to make a comment about this guy that's talking about not liking dolphins and whales and would rather have rock and roll music on the beach.
Right.
I mean... Well, that's... I lived at the beach.
Well, whatever point you're trying to make...
Let me ask you, have you ever lived at the ocean?
My comment's about Rodman. Rodman never got kicked off any basketball team because he was black. He got kicked off the basketball team because he was a disruption to the team. He brought the team down. No coach wants to deal with someone that is a clown like that, and they only had to deal with him because he was an athlete and a heck of a good athlete. I do admit, but what a head case,
yeah.
What a problem to have to deal with.
Well, we don't.
And it's not worth it. After you get to a certain point,
right.
He causes too much damage than he brings to the team.
Why can't the guy have a party?
Shot. Give me a break.
Why can't the guy have a party?
He can have a party.
He's not allowed to have a party?
He can have a party, but just because he's got a bunch of money and a bunch of friends and is known as America's rebel and is kind of, it's been cute and cute and cute. But, you know, it gets old to the point where...
Well, I don't know. The guy had music going.
He pushes the envelope on everything he does.
Because he's a black man.
And when he cracks the envelope, he gets smacked on the hand.
Come on, Tim. You know as well as I do. If Bob Costas had that party down there, the cops would be in there drinking and dancing with him. But no. Here comes a black guy.
You know what they do? They'd probably have their doors. They'd probably have the doors shut. But no, Rodman's out flying around in a helicopter... And he's got rock and roll music going on. I mean, dummy up. Use your head for something besides a hat rack. Of course the cops are going to come.
All right, Tim, thanks. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. We'll be back with Bob Green.
And now, more on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Dennis Rodman had a party broken up at his house there in Newport Beach. And apparently, Dennis, 300 people, they got out of hand. And that's what everybody says. With me is Bob Green, sports agent. You made the statement that, first of all, the athletes should be given a moratorium on criticism.
That is correct. We're just seeing way too much of it, Phil. We're seeing our professional athletes, especially now during the playoff season in the NBA, they're constantly being made fun of. They're constantly being talked about. This guy should turn his game up. This guy should turn his game down. This guy should play better defense. This guy should pass the ball. Just lay off of these guys. This is the kind of criticism that finally pushed Dennis Rodman over the edge and forced him into having these parties and to try to blow off some steam. And the fact that he was released from basketball, in my opinion, because he was racially profiled as an African-American, it's not my fault. I didn't do it. You know.
He was racially profiled, and that's why he's no longer in the NBA.
That is correct.
1-800-449-8686. Gordy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the police should have been at that call. I mean, he lives in a high-rent district and stuff. He's got a reputation uphold and stuff.
I mean, he's got a reputation to uphold. He's got a right to have a party.
Well, yeah, he's got a right to have a party.
You got a radio turned up there, Gordy? Gordy, you got a radio turned up?
No.
Okay.
Can you hear me, Gordy?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Where are you calling from tonight?
Green Bay.
Okay. Well, you guys know about partying up there, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Although it's not quite as fancy, right?
That's true.
Right. You guys, you just go out on the deck with a can of beer and your shirt off. But down in Newport Beach, Gordy, it's a whole different world from where you are in Green Bay. Down in Newport Beach, there are oceans and waves and good-looking chicks and black people.
Yeah, we got that. We got that here. That's not a problem.
You got an ocean in Green Bay?
Yes, they have a Green Bay.
That's not an ocean. Hello, it's a lake. Jesus.
Well, they all make
the same kind
of noise.
Huh?
They all make the same kind of noise.
Oh, the lake makes noise, does it?
Sure, it does.
Gordy, what are you drinking?
Yeah.
What are you having tonight?
Brats. Brats, burgers.
That's short for bratwurst, Phil.
I understand what brats are. Okay, go ahead. Ask him.
Well, I want to know, Gordy, Dennis Rodman being kicked out of the NBA because he's black, is that something we should be proud of?
Oh, not at all.
All right.
I don't think he didn't get kicked out because of that.
Yes, he did. He got kicked off the team because he's black.
No, I disagree with
that. Why would you disagree with that?
Think about it.
I want you to come up with a good reason because...
He's not an offensive player. He didn't get signed because of his attitude and his behavior.
Attitude?
Yeah.
What attitude?
Yeah.
The guy likes to get his groove on with a beer. You like to do that, don't you? You have a beer, you get your groove on.
But how many times did he get thrown out and get fines and stuff?
He did get thrown out a lot. He did get fined because people made fun of him.
Okay, that's not a
They made fun of his hair and they made fun of his play. You don't like that, do you?
No, I don't think they made fun of his play. He was an excellent rebounder.
Let me ask you, would you like to be made fun of?
No.
Come on, think about it. No, of course you wouldn't. That's what happened to Dennis Rodman. That's why he's having a drink.
Well, then he took it too personal and probably wasn't getting enough money. I could see that. But I think
if somebody calls you a big black freak... And
they never said that about him.
Well, they could have.
I don't think they said that.
Gordy, you're from Wisconsin, right?
Yep.
Wouldn't it hurt you if someone called you, you stupid cheesehead? Isn't that offensive to you? Dumb, juice-hound cheesehead stumbling out into the parking lot after a Packer game, drunk out of your mind. That's what people think about people in Green Bay. I think it's wrong. I think it's unfair.
No, people don't think that about people in Green Bay. They think
Well, some of them do.
Who?
I imagine there's a few.
Well, I never heard of anybody saying that. Look, Gordy, I'm going to let you go, okay, pal?
Yep, bye.
What are you having there, Gordy? A vodka tonic?
No, orange juice.
Bull crap.
No, he said it's orange juice. All right, thanks a lot. What are you making fun of the guy for? Here is Tammy. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, Tammy.
Hi.
Yes.
I got a problem with the guy that you're talking to. He has a real warped sense of reality.
Me?
Yeah, I mean, how do you just assume that because it's Rodman, who happens to be a black man, having a party, that he has to be having a party with nothing but black people?
Well, come on. I mean, what do you think? I'll give you three guesses. The first two don't count.
And wait a minute. I got Dennis Rodman is conversant with people in Hollywood. He hangs out with people in sports. He hangs out with a lot of different people. I'm sure he has white people that he's in business with. I'm sure he'd have some white people at his party.
Okay, he has some. Does that make you guys feel better? He had 10.
Come on. He was playing rock music. How many black people are you going to find at a party where they're playing rock music?
Two words. Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Yeah,
thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Two words. Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Three words. Okay, so that's that. Number two. Well, first of all, what I'm saying is he should have been allowed to have the party. Don't you agree, Tammy?
Yes, he should have been allowed to have the party. And, yeah, I do kind of agree with you because he was black. The police were called on
there
him.
There you go. That's my point. And plus the noisy ocean. Those people live at the ocean. It is noisy. God, do you live at the ocean?
No, I don't, but I visit there a lot.
You know how noisy it is?
Yes.
Okay. Cruise ships, no bells, crap going all the time. So I believe that this cat has been racially profiled, and I don't think that's why he's in the NBA anymore. They don't want any black people in that league.
Well, I don't think that's true because they make so much money off of black players. They wouldn't be an NBA if it wasn't for the black athletes.
I think they're waiting for some good white ones to come along, and then they'll just blow
all
the black guys
out.
Yeah,
they're still waiting on the great white hope.
Yeah, they're never going
to
get
any good. They haven't seen that since Larry Bird, and that's over. Today. I mean, come on. You got Iverson. You got Vince Carter. You got Michael Jordan. Come on.
You got
on.
It. Exactly.
You wouldn't have an NBA without black players. So, yeah, I do agree with you that,
that's what I don't get.
They were a little harsh on him because of the color of his skin.
Right. But see, I don't get that. Why do they want to kick black guys out of the league when there's so many black guys in it?
Well, then maybe you're wrong, Bob.
No, I'm not. You heard. She agreed with me. They don't want him playing basketball
on that
because he's black.
They don't want Dennis Rodman.
Don't stereotype all black people because of one black person. I mean, come on, the man married Madonna.
Hey, Tammy, when you dance, he married who?
He married white women, Madonna.
Did he marry Madonna? He didn't marry Madonna. He dated her, I think.
He was messing with Madonna.
Sure,
he married Carmen Electra. Okay, yeah, the other freaky white chick.
He took her upstairs at a hotel. He was dating her. Sure, Phil, whatever you say.
Okay,
whatever.
So he had a relationship with her, whatever.
But don't assume that he's hanging with black people.
Hey, Tammy, you want to
know? Why got to be us tearing up the neighborhood? I mean,
you know,
hey,
Tammy, you remember Meadowlark Lemon? Same thing happened to him. He was too flamboyant. They threw him off the Globetrotters because he was black.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
What do you mean they threw him off the Globetrotters because he was black? You can't be on the Globetrotters unless you're black.
Oh, listen to you. You're racial. Yeah. You're being racist.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Tammy, I want to ask you a question, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. I just wanted to know, do you need more room when you dance?
No.
You don't need...
I don't.
So you need about the same amount of room that a white man needs?
Well, actually, you all need more, because you all are the ones with the flailing arms all off beat.
Flailing arms.
I know how to dance in my space.
Okay.
All right, look.
Thank you, Tammy.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for your...
What do you think I'm putting you on, don't you?
Get out of here. All right, that's it, Bob. Tell Mr. Green we appreciate his phone call. Dennis Rodman got thrown out of the NBA because he's black. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Time now for the Sopranos Report with R.C. Collins. R.C. Collins, Jr. at Chatsworth High. It was really an interesting Sopranos last night, R.C., and I'm sure you got some groovy stuff to tell us about, right?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good on account of it. Jackie Jr., he muffed it up, man.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? Jackie Jr., who is Jackie Aprile's son, and he decided to stick up a game, huh?
Yeah, but first things first, Phil.
Okay, first things first.
Oh, it's me?
Yes, it's you.
Gloria gave Carmilla a ride home from the dealership Gloria's the girl that Tony's been seeing. She's like a... She's like this hoe that he's seeing at the Mercedes dealership.
Yeah, she's the saleswoman.
Right. And she gives Tony's wife a ride home. Tony's wife don't know nothing about it.
Uh-huh.
Tony finds out and gets really pissed. So she threatens to tell Carvel about the affair after Tony breaks it off. So Tony almost strangles her, and she's begging him to kill her, too.
I know, that was a kind of a chilling moment, wasn't it?
Huh?
It was a scary moment when he had his hands around her throat, and she was begging him to kill her, wasn't it?
I guess. I thought it was pretty cool. I don't know what you mean by scary.
It was scary, man. It was, in other words... All right, never mind. So she was begging him to kill her, probably because she loved him so much or some crap like that.
Yeah, okay.
Just move on. What about the whole Russian thing from last week?
No mention at all of the Russian situation from last week. As a matter of fact, Polly Walnuts wasn't even in the show.
But Christopher was.
Yes, he was. Carmella was having a crisis of faith, and she thought she was either pregnant or had cancer. So she goes to see a psychiatrist who's also a priest, and he's a black one, too. And I would...
Well, all right, what, are you going to play that one up?
Well, when's the last time you saw a black priest? And when's the double last time when you seen one that was a psychiatrist? And when's the really last time when you seen one or both of them rolled up into one? Why are you playing the music?
Because I feel like bailing out on your stinking report right now. When's the last time you see what three of them rolled up into one? He's black, he's a psychiatrist, and he's a priest.
And he's on Sopranos.
There you go. Okay, so, she thought that she was either pregnant or had cancer, but she went and saw the doctor, right? And the doctor said that she was okay. It was like a,
Yeah.
You there?
Yeah, right here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it turned out it was a thyroid problem. I don't know why they put that cancer thing in the script. It was really weird.
Well, maybe to show how upset she was or something. All right, so what about Jackie Jr.?
Oh, man, this is so perfect. Jackie Jr. is so stupid, and he's been nothing but stupid in this show. Let's remind everybody. Jackie hears from Ralphie that the way Tony made it to the top was he stuck up a card game that was being run by some old-time Goombas.
Right, some what they call old Mustache Pete's.
Yeah, the old Mustache Pete. What?
But that's what they used to call them, Mustache Pete's. Go ahead.
Jesus.
Just go ahead, Ben. I happen to know that.
All right. That's what I used to call... Did you have a girlfriend named...
Yeah, forget about it. Just go.
Okay. So Jackie Jr. and his buddies pull a holdup on Ralphie's card game after Ralphie told a story about Tony and Jackie Sr. rising up through the ranks. So Christopher's at the game during the robbery. The Zip gets shot in the leg, and the other guys get creased. Now, another thing...
You want to speak English, man? What do you mean the Zip got shot in the leg and the other guys got greased?
Well, actually, only one guy got greased. The Zip, they thought they shot the Zip through the thing, but the...
What's a Zip?
Well, you don't know?
I know, but tell the audience.
Okay, the Zip is a mafia guy from Sicily.
Okay, and he got shot in the leg by Jackie Jr. and his buddies.
Right, Furio.
Okay, and who got shot?
Paul Mazursky.
That was the actor that played the guy that got shot. Who got shot?
Oh, I don't know. But I was kind of happy to see Paul Mazursky get shot. So.
Okay, now and the next thing is, so you don't like his movies, great.
Not really. Down and Up in Beverly Hills is okay.
All right, so what next?
Okay, so Christopher's at the game, and it's really cool because Christopher looks up at these guys, and he doesn't know who they are, but he goes, do you know whose game you're robbing? Do you know who you're screwing with? You know, to give the message,
that the Mafia ran that game.
No, to give the message that Ralph Jr., or Ralphie, ran the game.
The Mafia.
I thought it was La Cosa Nostra.
The Mafia, La Cosa Nostra, that's the same thing.
Right. Where's my music?
Will you get this kid organized before he goes on the air with me next week? La Cosa Nostra. Didn't we have that woman who thought that that's what it was last week? All right, what next?
All right. Christopher's angry because Tony won't let him go out and whack Jackie Jr. before Ralphie, a captain, makes a decision. Ralphie's confused because he wants to give Jackie Jr. a pass, meaning he doesn't want to really whack him, but he knows that what he really needs to do is kill him. He tells Jackie Jr.'s mom that Jackie's into drugs and may have some guys after him for money. That way, if he does decide to whack him, the mom will believe that it was somebody, anybody, other than Ralphie.
And I just thought of something else. I don't know if you guys thought about this. Ralphie told these guys about sticking up a card game because he wanted them to stick up his card game and maybe take out a few guys.
Wow, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, take out a couple of guys that he didn't want.
So he wanted, like, he didn't like Paul Mazursky either.
That's it. He didn't like his movies either. No, Christopher's there and Furio and all those guys.
That's true. I didn't think about that. And then Dr. Melfi is all over Tony about his relationship with Gloria and why Tony continues to have affairs with disturbed women who are just like his mother.
Okay, and the other thing is that Tony knows that...
No, I gotta sing the song. Forget it. It's over.
No, I want to keep talking.
No. Help a gun! Gun!
Okay, you sang your stupid song. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about this. He talked to Dr. Melfi, or Dr. Muffy, as you call her, because he wanted to make sure that, you know, that he was clear in his relationship with his mother, that she was really a overbearing woman, and that Gloria was the same way. I think he realized that, because remember, he called Gloria a black hole that sucks everything in. She's just this, she's psychotic. You can't make any sense with her. She's sociopathic. So that was my opinion, R.C., about that. R.C., he really did hang up. You tell him next week when he comes on this show, he doesn't leave until I tell him that he can. He says, oh, my song. He sings and he splits. Anyway, that was a really cool Sopranos last night from the standpoint of that whole Jackie Jr. thing. Finally, maybe it's going to get resolved. What an idiot. And if R.C. said something right, it was that Jackie Jr. has never been smart. From the beginning of that show, he's been an idiot since he's been on that show. Now he sticks up that card game. One of the guys got killed, Carlo. Was that the kid's name? Two guys. Both of those guys got killed. And he's on the lam. But I just thought about that whole thing about Ralphie wanting them to stick up that card game because he wanted... Because he's such keep in mind, Ralphie's the guy that beat to death that dancer. He's a sick piece of crap. So he doesn't care who gets hurt. And I just thought that he wanted him to stick that. He's a weasel, is too good for him. That he wanted him to stick that game up so that Jackie would not only, you know, get into trouble or whatever. He doesn't care about Jackie. That he would kill some of the guys that were there. Do you think he wanted to get Jackie Jr. killed? There's no reason for him to want to get Jackie Jr. killed. But he wanted him to kill Christopher, who he hates. Furio, the Zip, who he's never liked. None of those guys that are close to Tony does he want to have around. Well, there you go. So we'll be back with another Sopranos report sometime, next time on the show. Next week, next Monday, if I don't have to go to bed early. My wife last night says to me, are you sure you want to watch it? You look very tired. I'm thinking, yeah, I really am. I'm thinking, what am I, 10? I'm going to stay up and watch The Sopranos, and then I'll come to bed, dear. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.